파친 두기 년엔셔라 랑기 센데야고 송고래 센데니 세 송고야기 준센다고 되다 직내바다 아니 팬바 겨와다 미겨와 가리네 아니 사마 아니 센데니 중국여와 시에서 다들이 다들이 인소에나니 센데 근데 송고르스나 아니 템바다 시진이 땡고 그래서 템바다 시진이라 야고치 땡바이나 이 랑기 센데라 뭐 랑슈기다 송토바드니지 용고여래서 어디인데 드링기다 마시야데 아직 센스미기 체도다 젠바단 셰진 컨데스 땡고비메 어디 마셔체
I listen with the motivation of bodhicitta thinking now I will lead all sentient beings and my parents to the stage of complete enlightenment with this kind of thought and listen to the teaching that is given on the bodhicitta avatar text presented in 10 chapters we now come to the fifth chapter that is the chapter on vigilance. And in this chapter, then we saw how vigilance and mindfulness are necessary in order to guard the mind. That if and first we saw how if we want to train in the three spirit trainings, if we want to train in the six parameters, then we need to guard the mind. And in order to guard the mind, then we need mindfulness and vigilance. And so. We saw so in the first part of this chapter how if we want to train in the three trainings in the six parameters, then we need to be able to guard the mind. That is because everything, whether it be positive or negative, whether it be virtuous or unvirtuous, negative actions or positive actions such as the six parameters and so on, all come from the mind. Because of that, because all those come from the mind, then it is important for us to guard the mind. If we're able to guard the mind, then we will be able to train in the training and accomplish what we want to accomplish. And in order to be able to guard the mind, then what we need is mindfulness and vigilance. And if we are able to develop a mindfulness and vigilance, then quite naturally we'll be able to guard the mind. That will kind of be naturally as a consequence of having mindfulness and vigilance.
That condole da karishia resena zong zo ani laba sumia ki cheda da sensungu yi junsen mambo shesa wo junsen di da junsen di shesin bache tara ngi sen suan de dingi ge da jenju sanje ge jenju de ne yoba ina ni lando ge panja de lanja ta so so ge lengu ya ge chik ge wi che kan de yime ani para dor go wa ani me ba so go ya ge da mi ge wa kare yime o de cha ma dam bo te san go ni ya wo chi she ba che ni she she ne da ji ge wa da mi ge wa de so chik kare su lengu do kare pang go do ti mi che ba ani chen ba da Tina Shinchina, that the Mijibi Trimbetone, Luda, Nata, Yisungi, that Cheba de So, La Tachichene. And in Tachichene, that creature was in a Luna Yisungi Cheba, and Migiwa and Ochevaina, and Migiwa de Papa, Giwa Chevaina, that Giwa de la Muntune, and Chuba de la Shijinsi, Yani, and the Tachichene, and in Chigidigi, Kora Lunagi, Karichova Chengdo, de la Tachichene Ganda, Givilela, and in Chuba de la Shijinsi Chengdo. Or the nature kind of that, she cadu in a yan, besenchine, so the sort of power in a yan, that she chamber the shaking kitone, around the sin, the sungu resine, 아니 시와라 공게다 나니야 아니 드네 클럽자 드네 체고요 어디나 신진에다 힝 타바니야 안치 소소게 타모자네 아니 마음베 진주도 소게 지랑게 클럽아스니 제도 센스니야나 아니 템바데 셰진이 인지미지 땡고 그랬었더니 공기직 힝 타바네 아니 지금 라네 타무제다 아니 나니 드네 송고 그랬으니 드네 셰 아 진주도 소라다 공기마 슈고요스 어디인데다 되게 가르스 모르스나니 시와라 공기다지 마음베 진주도 속에다 랑기 로바스야나 센숭고그레 아니 센숭아라 젬바데 시진이 땡고 그래서네 토마라다지 마니 당하스네 안다니 쿠르바 다데네체네 지 마음베 진주도 속에 되네 나로치스네 마 시와라고 되네 나신조레스
And so when we are a follower of the Buddha, then there are those positive actions that we need to kind of, that we want to cultivate, that we want to observe. And there are those negative actions that we want to, those negativity that we want to eliminate, to get rid of. And so it is important first to come to, by means of the wisdom of hearing and the wisdom of contemplation, reflection, to come to know about them, to come to know about, to have a very clear knowledge of what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected. And then not to forget that, so there is the mindfulness of not forgetting, so those aspects of what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected. And then we need to apply carefulness, we need to apply vigilance, to have this kind of constant awareness of what we do with body, speech and mind, whether the body, speech and mind that follow that, those kinds of precepts, whether with body, speech and mind do we adopt what we need to adopt, or do we reject what we need to reject, or so this constant kind of a vigilance, this constant kind of awareness of what we do with body, speech and mind is the vigilance that we need to apply once we know what we need to adopt and what we need to reject. And so because of that, then Shantideva himself then kind of says, I need myself to train in that, to train in mindfulness, to train in vigilance. And so with folded hands, I kind of pledge to train in that. And not only do I need to train in mindfulness and vigilance, but also Shantideva says also others would need to train in that. So he's also kind of giving an advice to try to encourage others to follow that, to also develop mindfulness and vigilance.
That nima, so that jemba de shijin tengu gure shengda, da tengu ya gu jumsen karasana kasi shijin sinye de meba yina, ani sosola jen de ne yung gure senda yin, da nima tambo shijin mebi gu jen de she, ani jen de nge simba yina, da ko shijin de tengu ya gu jumsen de shini hako gura. Tadi kandesha gurasana, pena da kansa chik lo shunshen rao dinde yinba yina ya, ani kansa tila chik lungi nasa tang, tina shi tribi nasa, da pegengi nasa, pegengi nasa da maancha da subo la, ani chik tromba dinde shane, subo bendao da, o dinde ge da nasa dinde yoba yina, ani kansa dige da jila njunga dizo tsama cha manyamba che, njunga cha nyamba dizo tsama tung lo ra, o de tuwa yina, ani kansa lo shunshen chik riba pe yabo ya dinde yinba yina ya, Pazo, Royadan, Dina Shikaja Shiela, and Nivadigas two yamas, Carson called Nazadigi, Chick Penson Royala, and Combat Lava Devomini. Dina Shikaja Shiduita, Lung Nasa Yavainani, U Joa Yavomini, Upe Sumuyadan, Patoyale, Kalikau Chanda, Udichavaina, and Keja Yavu Shetumara, Casico Lotion Jen Yavainanda, Riba Tumbo Yavainanda, and Chick Nasa Dindeji Yavaina, and Kondrondu Dan, Keja Shiela, Kalendo, Udinashi. Tā kāsi, āni chīk sōsō pē rīpa yāgō yōdīnī, dīndē yīmbā yīnā yā, āni tēmbā tā shējīn mē sōngā yīnā, kō sēm dē tā chīk chilō lā, yēn rō rā, dī yēn rō dē tīnī, lāndō kī nē dī sō, chīk pāngā mī gyāwā tā, āni gyāwā dī sō cāngā kāndī yīmī hā mā gō nē, tīnī mōng rō rā sō, mī shēbā chā nē, tā mī shēbā chā yā dīgī, rāngā sēm dē trūk nē, kārī sā nā, āni sēm dē chīk gyāwī kī tō lā nē bā yīnā yā, 네 템바데 셰지 메소나 게위기네 토라 네 마토와 지네 쭈네데네 직 센데베 직 상해승인이라고 지 미교하게 또바 마모 제네니 상해승인이라고 데네 차로데데니 징어서 뽕아산데게 콜로다 로바 퇴산 콜로스 지 검제야다 디나시 로존제야게 지 게위기 레드 참마 아니 두야게 네바메니 차로 그랬어 가슴 코 템바데 셰지 메로데 센데 난도 마모 차네데니 게디게 콜라 파노치야데 마싱이 차로다 어디 차로데 직 검제야다 디나시 퇴산제야게 지 레가드 솔라 네바메니 드마토바 아니 직 어디네 차로 그랬어 배나 나사 슈진 분들이 여바 간사데 펜션 론도 지야다 깨지시야라고 아니 뉴바트가 스메니 어디 창도 니나 시차로 그랬어
So therefore we need to train in vigilance as we've understood and in order to train in vigilance it is important to helps to be clear about the drawbacks of not having a vigilance and so this is what is explained now and an example given to in order to understand that is for example someone who is sick let's say someone who is kind of young and really bright intelligent and so on but is sick if this person and has a kind of imbalance in his or her elements wind, bile or phlegm then there'll be a sickness and then they won't be in full capacity, won't be able to use all their capacity, even though they may be extremely intelligent, then if they have those kind of phlegm disease where limbs kind of are swelling or something, they can't really move about and go to the places where they could really study or where they could really learn or apply this great intelligence. If they have some kind of a lung or wind kind of disease, then also if there's an imbalance in that, then that would be an impediment to their speech. They won't be able to, you know, breathe correctly, and therefore it would be difficult for them to express themselves. So even though they might be extremely intelligent, extremely sharp, but then be full of qualities. But then if they are sick, if they're ill, if there's some imbalance in their elements, then they won't be able to use this potential that they have fully, and that would be a kind of obstacle. And so it's the same also. If we don't have vigilance, if we don't have mindfulness, then it's the same. However bright, however full of qualities we may be, then if we don't have vigilance and mindfulness, then we won't be able to use those qualities. Our mind would be confused. Mind being confused, in the sense, for example, if we don't have mindfulness, if we're not aware of what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected, or let's say you have someone who has a sort of mindfulness but don't know what to adopt and what to reject, didn't very much apply the wisdom tool of listening and reflecting, then they cannot apply their mind to whatever needs to be adopted or whatever and avoid what is to be rejected. And in the same way also, if then someone knows what is virtue, what is non-virtue, and but then do not have mindfulness, do not remember what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected, then again, we won't be able to kind of apply what needs to be applied, to reject what needs to be rejected. So it is like in this example of someone who may be of extremely intelligent, extremely sharp, but then is sick, so cannot use his or her faculties fully. And so it's the same also. We may know what is to be adopted, what is to be rejected, but without mindfulness, we don't remember them, and so we are not able to apply them, to apply those principles. So that is why it is said that the if we don't have mindfulness and vigilance, then our mind is confused in this sense, that without mindfulness, we won't be able to have our mind to stay with the kind of virtuous focus or aim that we have, and focus our mind on virtue, and won't be able, without vigilance, we're very much aware of what we do with our body, speech, and mind. So not being aware, very clear about what we do with body, speech, and mind, even though we know what virtue is, we want to apply virtue, yet we won't be able to do it because we don't really know, we're not very much aware of what kind of actions we are doing.
That didn't depend on Shijin Mesoina, didn't Nazoki, Shiro Yoba Yinaya, and Shiro de Chilola, Nayendochin, Sudatirola, Yendora. di yin suwa yin na ta kare cha kore suna nganzo shirab de la sum yora tangbo lama tanga de giwi shenye gin duy na ta jik soso ki chuen rawa dinde tue ba de la ani di tue bi gilo shirab de la tue bi shirab che ta tue shen yo ki duyen de la yaani yandu tsi dan duyen la cheba che ya ki ani shirab de la sanjung shirab che ani cheba che na tama ta jik cheba che ne ta ko duyen chiki ani cheba che ya ki ta duyen chiki tola ta tsi chido nyambar sha kora wadilo gomjung shirab che ता दिले के जिक थ्योसांग कोम्सोंग की शेरो देसो शेशी मेसवाई ना तो को जुरो बो देख मरे सिचेंग दा पैना ता मसो न्यू शोले ता पुदिनी दिले चिक योबा इना दिनो ने ता चिक चुलो बो कासे लुबो इने या कहाँ दर को नानो देख मरे चिलो पोनो दा उदिन ना शिंचे अने कहाँ दले चिक ठेम्बा दिले याबो योबा इने या को ठेम्बा दिके जुरो बो थ्योसांग कोम्बी के ने शेरो दे rāngi jōla miñyāmba chēne sūntu yō mārās tā kārē chē kōrā sā na tēmbā dī tō nē shēgīn dī yō bā yīnā rāngi jīk tēbē shērō, sāmbē shērō, gōngjōng kī shērō dēsō nyāngi ndū mē ndū nē chēbā chēne yāni yā ndū chēbā chē tā kō jīk nyāngi yō na jī miñyāngi yō tō shē dē shīnī chē kōrā o dī nē chēne jī shēgīn dī yō bā yīnā kō nyāngi ndū mē ndū tā chē chēne dē nē jīk miñyāmbi tō rā mūntū dī nē rōng dā o dī nē nē kāsī shēgīn mē sōng yīnā tēmbā yō bā yīnā yā tēmbā jībū kē 네 퇴선 공비게 싫어데 송도고 요마르스 이런 뭐 간사되게 줄 네도고 요마르스 어디네니 시진데한테 거거여스
and it is said also that if we don't have vigilance then it is wisdom is wasted it is said that the whatever wisdom we may have then goes to waste if we don't have vigilance. And so when we talk about wisdom, then usually we talk about there's three types of wisdom. There's the wisdom that arises from listening, the wisdom that arises from reflection, and the one that arises from meditation. And so first, the wisdom that arises from listening is when we receive teachings from our teacher, staying with our teacher, we receive teachings, and so hear, listen to teachings. And then the wisdom that arises from a reflection, that is, so those teachings that we received, then we think about them, we try to see how it works, and then reflect about them and analyze thoroughly those teachings that we receive. And is the third is the wisdom of meditation, that is, so those kind of points that through reflection on those teachings that we came to have an understanding of, then we stay with and we meditate upon and we try to assimilate, that is the wisdom of meditation that arises from meditation, when we appropriate those kind of understanding that arose from reflection. And so those wisdom, even though if we have like mindfulness, so that we remember those points, we remember the points that we listen to, we remember the point that we reflect upon, that we came to understand, the point that we've meditated upon, and we kind of start to integrate. Then, if we don't have vigilance, then they'll be wasted because we won't be able to apply them. We have this knowledge, but we won't be able to apply it. With vigilance, we are checking constantly what we're doing with our body, our speech and mind. If we don't have vigilance, it means we're not checking what we do with our body, speech and mind. So even though we have this knowledge, we are not being really applying it. If we have vigilance, on the contrary, then it means that at all times, constantly, we try to see whether we are applying those teachings, those principles or not, or those points that result from any of those three wisdoms, that we try to see whether do I apply it or not. Is there a possibility for me to apply it? Then if I don't apply it, or if I make a mistake in regard to that, then immediately I can see it, and then I can fix it, apply whatever things need to be applied in order to remedy the situation. So that is only through vigilance that we will be able to apply those wisdom, whatever wisdom we've gained. So that is why it is said that the wisdom without vigilance goes to waste, is wasted, because we can't really use it. And the example that is given in order to illustrate that is of a vessel with the hole at the bottom. However much water we pour into it, and whatever liquid we pour into it, then it will just immediately leave the vessel, and we will never be able to fill the vessel with the water. So it's the same also with whatever wisdom we gain. Then if we don't have vigilance, then we won't be applying it, so we go to waste in the same way.
Pena da kare chagur sina rani chik lobar chavi ne landor la meba ina sing da so so chik lando ki ne la ya lando ki ne de ya sheba che ani tebi shiro ya ba che tina shi junde la yi chi bi de ba ya ba che ani chik lanja da panja de so ya chik panon chi ya la junri ya ba o din de kansa mambo ya da she ji me so ina rang ju la chik suda tro de so la chaba din de che ne o di ge ani rang ki sutin din cha ne ga dar sutin ki Panja, Tuma de Nera, or the Tuinge, any Tima de Sutin de Ganda, Pena, Chutsama Yavina, Dinano, Telando, the Reyes, and Chutsama de Sama. No, but Aniko Tushagunda, Odina Shinchene, Shiji Mesoina, the Niko, Kanzati Jura, Suda Tiro, the Son Mambola, the Chapa de Mambo, Chevro, or Digani, Rang Sutin de Chandores, Sutin Sama Chutsama Nashinde, any Tuni, Numa Sojares. Odin de Ninchi Ganda. Nasogeni, that did not change it and she tossed on Gonsong, Shiro, Shijimen, and Yangi Ovadan, and it's written in Yangi Ova Shigunda. I did not see Jinsogi, Gigi, Karinia, Kanda Shijin, the Meswaina, and Jig Nasogula, that Migiwa, and there's a time magic sink toward Jenny, or Digani, Jig Giva, there's a time, and no matter, Kanda Tuni, Jig Tolano, the Nishon Ronda, or the Tandan Azogi, any Gavatola, Jindo, that Muntin, name Matuia, the Zo Johnson Karachaverson. Azogi, Shijin, the temple may be Johnson. Oh, the man of the Dinichi Gava Karachini and the Pitabo Machaya. Any Dichi Zama Mani, or Dinish Chagres. That Shijin, the Yava Yanko, Gavadilla Muntin, the Nichi Nando, the Dinic Gava the Pison, and it's Zama de Chagres.
And so, as we just said, so if we have whatever wisdom we've gained, if we don't have vigilance, then we'd be lost. And it is said that there are some people, for example, who have very good knowledge of the precepts of what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected. There are who have a strong faith, very stable faith, confidence in the law of karma, cause and effect, in this principle. And also who have were extremely diligent in applying the teachings and try to accomplish virtuous actions as much as they can. However, those people, when they don't have vigilance, then danger is that even though so they may accomplish positive actions, but at the same time also, because of desire, because of negative emotions, for when we see objects of the senses, such as the visual forms or others, taste, tactile sensations, and so on, when in those cases, then we give rise to negative emotions, and those negative emotions spoil, or like it says, stained the virtues, whatever virtues we've accumulated. One example to illustrate that is, for example, if we have this a glass of clear water, which would be like the virtues that we accumulate. But then if there's some dust going into it, then this pure water now becomes stained or sullied by those dust that fell into the water. So that's the same also. If even though we may have, we may really want to practice virtues, to practice positive actions, but then without vigilance, then also we'd be mixed with all sorts of negative actions. As soon as we see some objects that give rise to negative emotions, then we accumulate those negative emotions that we completely spoil whatever accumulation of virtue we try to do. So the reason why we are not able at the moment to kind of accumulate in the kind of a steady fashion, continuously kind of virtuous actions, and it's interspersed with quite a lot of negative actions, is because we lack vigilance. It is because of the lack of vigilance that we kind of spoil whatever positive actions we try to accomplish. So therefore, it is extremely important to cultivate a vigilance.
Tā dīnā shīnchī nā ngā zō lā shījīn mē sōng yī nā, nī kandē chā gō rā sā nā, bē nā tā nyōmōng dō sō māmbō yā rā, nyōmōng nā nī chā, tā nyōmōng dō chā tā shēdō nī dē jābā nā shīnchī. Nī ngā jā tā chā tō dē tā kūmā nā shīn sōng dā, tā dē sō jābā tā kūmā nā shīn sō nī dē nī trēmbā tā shījīn nī. Tā trēmbā tā shījīn nī mē sōng yī nā dē nī, dī mē bī jōn sēn lā dē nī sō sō gē, nī tēngyō gē wā kā rī sā yō bā yī nā yā, dē sō tsā mā tā chī kāntā Chenpa de sheji me suwa ina, nyumon duzo tsangma ke meba soro ures. Pena ta chaba da kuma nire yue suwa ina, soso le yue deya ke, chala duzo tsangma cho ne. Ani soso yang siya ke nyenka yora, odi na shi che ne. Chenpa de sheji me suwa na, ani mi gewa nyumon duzo ke, rang ki gewa de ta juze na shi che. De meba suwa ne, ta so gari che go resana, soso la yang gewa de ke, ta chik la mi kumbon che wa ke, chik koko yue ba ina yang, odi meba che ne. Dēnrō nā jīwī kī sōdō mēbā sēnē dēnī mā ngēn sō nā kāndā rā nī jēwā jīwī rā sī. Tā kāsī ngā sō rā shē jīn tā trīmbā nī tēmbū jī yō sō yī nā kānsā tī kī jū rā mī gēwā tēnī mē jēwā, gēwā mbā shī. Mā tō mī gēwā tsā nī kūrō mē jēwā dēnī yōng wē rā. Yī nā yā tā trīmbā tā shē jīn nī jīng nī tāmbū nī mēbā jī, nī nī kāsī yō bā yī nā yā tēmbū mēbā. Odi jumtsen la dine dine, chik nyomong duza tsangma kadu yin ya, ngon shu ju sungge, chik yung dide, odi ge, manso ge gewa de, chik sa shen yu de, ane nyuba menye dang, ane di meba soya dago, odi ne cha gores. De cha suwa yin na da, denro ge so de meba suni kanda, ngen son na ane chewa che gores.
Tungbo de re, cha dang ta, so cha ba re, cha dang ta?
De cha dang she don yin de, ane cha ba na shen. Karsanda chaba dege ngonsko rangi ni chala deso chono wara. Kuma dege ta mashibai toni da chik chala de kino wara odi nashi. Nga jatan tado ni de kuma nashi. Ta deso tsama kareji ni yungu resana. Peta nga so chaba da kuma deso suninchi meba ina. Ani soso ki chala deso ta kino wara odi nashi. De sungen de su resana ani trimba da sheji ni resi. Ta kasi trimba da sheji meso ina. Ani chik gewa deso tsama ta chala nashi chakunda odi meba sono wara.
And so whenever one is at fault through lack of vigilance, then the bandits of desire and hatred and the thieves of pride and jealousy come in pursuit, so or come and steal, and that is so it says that the desire and hatred are or attachment and aversion are bandits, and that the pride and jealousy are thieves. And so the attachment and aversions are bandits because they steal in the way that we see, they attack you and then steal the thing from you. Whereas the thieves, pride and jealousy, then they kind of steal behind your back when you're not aware, and then they catch you unaware and then they steal the thing from you. So that's why it's said that desire and aversion are bandits, and that pride and jealousy are thieves. And but in any case, what they do is that they steal from us. So when we are unaware, then they would steal. What do they steal? They steal the result of our positive actions, because by accumulating positive actions, then we can get good rebirth. We can even go to reach enlightenment. However, because of negative actions, then they steal this result from us, because they will lead us to take rebirth in the three lower realms. So, in that sense, that they are like thieves, and they operate also in the same way. That is, if you leave things, kind of valuables, outside without anyone kind of paying any attention to it, kind of anyone guarding, if you leave your house open or in those kind of situations, then there's a great chance that people come in and steal those things. But whereas when they're guarded, then no one will come and steal them. So without mindfulness and vigilance, then it is very easy for negative emotions, such as aversion and attachment or pride and jealousy, to come in and steal from us the result of positive actions. Whereas if we guard our mind with mindfulness and vigilance, then this cannot happen. They won't be able to steal anything from us.
That kind of shiva nashin chine nyomondo so kandar chaba tan kuma nashin chine pekuesan ta chaba de kuma de so ki min drembo chala chik chomba rawa de chi yewa ina ni me chomba de ki chala de chotu sare tu sa mare dambo ta che che ne ta ka si chik koloni chum tu ba da ani koloni kuma ku tu ba ina a ni se ka du ina ya chik chala ra ya ki to she ma bo se ne ti ni thama de la ka da chala de le ni ta chik ka she ka da chik se ro we ra odi na shin che ne nyamond sore da temba dan shijin ka si meba ina nyamond so ge rang ki gewa de so ka da choya ki toshin ro chine en thama de chi tenshe tembo me so ina ani gewa de so chama meba so ne en gaza de la ya da dendro la chewar chibi ge da so na shi odi meba so ro res this so so ina la ya rang ki gewa sa shen jo de ge ani dendro me ga ba odi ni chana res da ka se de nyamond so da chaba da Kumana Shin insects, she's on. Chaba the Kuma the Sogi Pena meet somebody with the day, Chala Mambo, Tony, and the Trotusare, Kuma Jatusare, Taji Mambo, Chene, and Tamachik, the Chala de Rasar Tenswain, and Chininse, Mela, that the Triag Toshechera, and the Toshechene, that Tama Chada Chala de Len, and Chia Chala Dabodian, that Kashi Segura, Odinashi, and you mount the Sogi Rangi Gewa de Sakanda, Mabasoyak Toshet in the Chene. Tinshin tempo me sona, that the mebas sone, and a sort of gewa de latine, a lot of me combon cheroke, chick sona ode, and mebas orders.
So, and then if we look a little bit of the way thieves, bandits proceed, then usually then they look first, they come and check if there's someone that is kind of rich, like a businessman or someone who's carrying a lot of. Wealth around, then they would first check and, you know, see whether they can steal or not. And then if they can steal, then they would try whether, you know, make every effort day and night, try to find the best moment to attack. And then they attack and steal whatever they can steal. And also what happens quite often in those cases is that they kill the owner of all those riches. And so in the same way also, then with negative emotions, then they observe, they're there on the watch and try to see whether they can steal from us the result of virtues. And then, so if we don't guard them with vigilance and and mindfulness, then they'll be able to steal them from us, steal the result of virtuous actions from us quite easily. And then, in the same as in the example, kill us in the sense that they would send us in the three lower realm, instead of being able to be reborn in the higher realm, like in the gods or human realm, then we'll take rebirth in the lower realm, and so it is like taking our lives, like killing us.
That dini ma so chimba lando ki ne mi jaya ki chimba singi jda. Odi chimba ta kante tni gugare sna. Da kahan dala da dinse mambo she san kasi chimba ta shiji me swa ina ni nyemi mambo she san. Odi la tni da chik lando ki ne di mi jaya ki ani chimba de. Pe na da kumba nalo la chik chaba da kuma mayun ya ki cheta da go sungi jira. Odi na shinche ni rang ki ani sen di sungi go di sungi ra odi chimba de che. Tā kāsī nyōmōng tūsō mēchē yāgī chētō tā trēmbā dē, anī gō sūnyē nā shīn chē. Awa dī gō sūnyē dīgē tā sēn dī chilō lā sūdā trō gī tō lā tā mā shō yāgī anī yā wī sūng gō gō rēs. Kāsī tā jīk trēmbā jē nē jīk sēn dī chilō yō gī tō lā tā jīk yēn sōng āyī nā dēmā tā tō rāng gī trēmbā dē, tēmbā dē jē dū trēnē. Anī jīk tā dī trēnē kāntē trēn gō rēs nā kāsī sende chilo nyomo kongto shor songa ina ane ngen song la soba ki dunga mambo nyong ra treni oni chi nyomo ki nimi ta ane ngen song ki dunga da so la treni ane la yang rang ke ju la ta trenpa de tenpo chene ane yanjar chik lando ki nemi che trenpa de tenko gores da de trenpa de kanta chilo nyi chaba ta kuma mayo yang ke chik go sunye na shi chene rang ki sende chilo la pa sudra tiro ki to la pa yen ma shiwa chi migi wi chola ma shio ya ke ane chikko di sunyi rawa, go sunyi na shinchini, odi tengu gores.
And so the mindfulness, there is this state of mind in which we do not forget, of not forgetting what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected, is, so for we need to to cultivate mindfulness, this kind of a state of mind, of being clear about what to adopt and what to reject. And that is for the reasons just given. So that is what we just explained, how important it is to guard the mind, how important it is to cultivate vigilance, that if we do not cultivate mindfulness and vigilance, that the kind of drawback that will follow from that. So, therefore, vigilance is compared here as a... We need to place the mind as a little bit like someone who guards the door of a house. Mindfulness like this guard at the door of the house. And then that prevents kind of the mind of wandering outside in all those objects of desire, like visual forms and odors and tactile sensations and so on. So as soon as we saw them, then the mind would go and fall after them. So it is important to have kind of the mind at the door of the... or mindfulness at the door of the mind, to kind of guard it, to make sure that we don't go and be distracted by all those objects and follow after those objects and give rise to all sorts of negative emotions. And if we happen to give rise to negative emotions following after the objects and notice that the mind has been wandering outside after those objects, then the way to bring the mindfulness back to mind is to remember the shortcoming of the lack of mindfulness, to remember that if we accumulate negative actions, then that would lead us to a rebirth in the hara realm, in the preta realm, and a lot of suffering will ensue. To remember, to bring back to mind the shortcomings of negative emotions. And so in this way, then that will bring the mindfulness back to our mind.
Teba membi lui nanda, teba chembi lui nanda, lama gyuishin nanda, kaduyine ya, ani, mindawa chene, kaduyine ya, ani, lama da nyandu degu gure, tengu gure, mambu sungu gure, odi jumsen karisana, ani, tindeke chik, temba de shijin, pa, yawo yade nyeke, lama, sinji de temba, lama yawo dinde temba yina, sozo la ya, temba de shijin, che gure, ta dinde mayimba, le tamba wutu zola, ani, rajin ki ko, temba dinde che ya da, dinde ki ta chik, kale kawo yare.
So, even though we need to cultivate mindfulness, to have mindfulness, for beginners, it might be a little bit difficult to immediately have mindfulness in mind, and so therefore, to say that we need to, as beginners, then we need to rely on a spiritual friend, on the fully qualified teacher that has who has all the required qualities, has developed mindfulness and vigilance, and by following such a teacher, then we will be able also to develop mindfulness and vigilance. And by attending a teacher who has all the qualities, all the necessary qualities, who has developed both mindfulness and vigilance in this way. Because for beginners, if we're just left on our own, then to develop vigilance and mindfulness is quite difficult. So that is why in all the Buddhist traditions, whether Hinayana or Mahayana, we stress the importance of the spiritual friend, a spiritual teacher, someone who has all the required qualities, a fully qualified teacher. It is important to follow such a teacher. And then in this way, if we do that, then we'll develop vigilance and mindfulness by attending our teacher.
Ta so so ge chi lama da khenbo din de kan da chen shi tenbo ye din tin de tenba yin ya ta kar ko gor sna ya lama da khenbo de so ge chi lan do ki ne de ani ya bo chen de ni lo go gor es ta dil ma lo ba yin do chi de ga si nyan den ro de ba yin so so la chen shi che de ma ra o din de 아니 지 소속이 간셰바데 난도기 내에서 지 야보첸더니 하고 그랬어. 다들 러바이나 근데 러바 나신진에 소속이 되게 제스 주네. 소속이 야 내나 신진에 냐네 쳐버렸어. 아니 되게 가래 지 난도기 거를 지 먼저다 슝 까다 텐슈도 소나 칸데 셰바 나신진에 마르샤죠데 어 소속이 지 마제바치네. 아니 까나 신진에 드름네. 소속이 러자티 소도 망가와치네. 다시 땅 가와이나 지 소속에 내 자위나메 다 가진다 내가 나 신게다 즉 러자 등간에다 미게와 제스나 미게와도 속 님이 마보식도 어디 님이도 소다니 즉 뜻을 짜네 소속에 즉 러바 즉 개위신이게 바 란도기 내 텐션 요리 소라 우리 규바도 집이 거니다 전시 템바의 시진 거니다 야니 양도 템바이나 드니 즉 전시 제야라 칼레요 마르스 칼레 칼레 전에니 운조절라 전시 어디네 진던 제버스
And so, as we follow the teacher, whether it be lamas, kempos, whoever, someone who has really developed mindfulness and vigilance, who has those qualities of mindfulness and vigilance, then also he, this teacher, then needs to teach the disciple or the principle of what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected, because otherwise, if they don't teach that, then it is just by walking about with them, going about with them, then won't lead us to develop those qualities. And so it is important that they teach, that they explain what is to be adopted, what is to be rejected, that we learn according to the text, what has been taught by the Buddha, of what is to be adopted, what is to be rejected, and so on, to be clear about that. And then try to follow whatever teaching, whatever kind of instructions he give us to follow. And then in this way, then this is how we will develop mindfulness and vigilance. And it is once we receive those kind of instructions, then once we've been told what to adopt, what to reject, what we should be doing, and what we should be avoiding, then if we do not follow that, then also we should... it is important that we try to we bring back to mind the kind of shortcomings of negative actions and the shortcomings of not kind of following those principles that have been given to us, and thinking of the sufferings that will flow from negative actions and so on. And in this way, by reflecting on those kind of shortcomings of the sufferings that ensue from a negative kind of tendencies and negative behavior, then we will follow the teachings, the instructions. So it is important for the teacher to give instructions to explain what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected, and for us to follow those principles also. And that if we can't follow those principles, then bring back to mind the kind of shortcomings of negative actions and the kind of thinking of all the sufferings and problems that will follow from falling prey to negative actions.
Tenshi chewa chebala topchik neche. To shinda chila kare yorisana da, jidangi sanje dan chonju senpa de soge da, shijigi chwe kare yine yan tsama, ane kona bazuge, chengu yoris, kona bazuge zigu yoris. Ta denregi zigu yana, ane soso kadu yine yan sanje dan chonju senpa de soge ndunla, ane deyo trene. Ta den dunla deyo trenba yina da kare trengu yorisana, soso ki lunga yisungi chik mige wa chechun kare cheba yina yan, odizu tsama, Sanjeda Chanju Sambati Sogeni, Konabasu Hakogures, Sidigures. That Sidigudi, Kasik, that Dinek, Sideva, Kundunla, Sosuke, Migiwa, and Chechu Karecheva Inea, Cheshavaina, and Konabasu Chi, to Gomba de Nitson over, or did Sonswaina, and Yawaya Maritini. And Sosu Munia, Mozart over the Nik Tony, that Chick, Migiwala, Zengugures. That depend on Kanerisna, me Loan Chicken Delani, Miss Sewaya de Nichiwaina, and me Loan de Kare, Chevaina Yako, Miss Sewaya de Nik Tondegra, Odinashi, Sanjeda Chanju Sambati Soge, Nansoge, Ningaki, that Chick, Giwat and Migio Karechevaina, and Konabas of the Cityers, that this city, and Sosoge Chick, Migiwanda of Chevaina, and Konabas Chi, Gomba de Tsuyanda, and Chagre, the Chavaina, and the Romaritan. Sosoge Kaduinea, the Yani and the Tembainea, Tenhe, Anni Rangjilla, Jewers, Toshi Chilla, that Tendit, Cheniani and Doni, Tendictor Passanotaya. Chiche.
There's another method for giving rise to mindfulness also. That is to, if we think of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, they know everything that happens, like the they have this kind of unimpeded kind of knowledge, and particularly whatever we do with our body, speech and mind, they are aware of that, and they know what happens there. And so whatever action we do, if we do any kind of negative actions, that is quite embarrassing, thinking that well, the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas see us doing it or thinking it or saying it. So it is a little bit, it is like in the example of if we have one person who can see amongst blind people, all those blind people who can't see, but there's this one person who can see whatever they do. And so it is a little bit the same also with the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. They're able, with their kind of unimpeded kind of knowledge, with their kind of prescience, able to see whatever we do. So therefore, that is a way to develop mindfulness, by bringing that to mind, by thinking again and again about that, by thinking again and again that, bringing back to mind again and again that actually at all times the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are aware of what we do, of what we think, of what we say. And so in this way, if we do that, if we think again and again about it, then that would help us to develop mindfulness. So the those who don't have kind of strongly established mindfulness and vigilance then fall prey to negative actions. And so it is very extremely important for those people to dedicate whatever merit, whatever positive actions they've accumulated, because the negative actions have the possibility, the capacity to kind of eliminate the good results of positive actions. But if we dedicate, then they won't have the this capacity. They would have whatever, you know, negative result they yield, but they won't eliminate, they won't be able to kind of counteract the positive action, the positive effect of positive actions. So therefore, dedication is important for beginners, people who don't have strongly established mindfulness and vigilance, to make sure that negative action do not eliminate all the positivity that has been accumulated through positive actions. And
Mm. Dīrāndi dā, dīchī kāndā rā, dā kīyā chīmbu rā, kāndā ngā sōg jīlā dā, dā tā trīshī tēmbu dīni kāndā jīyā mā rā. Dī mē bī jūngsēn rā tēnī dā, jī gīwā māmbu sāgu rā dī, yīnā yā dā, trīshī mē sōng yīnā, dā dī lī jī gīwā dī tūlā ndō rā sīyā mā rā, dā gīwā dī tūlā mā rā kī tōshī kā rā chīyā gō rā sā nā, mwā chā. Tā tī trīmbā tī shīyī mē bī jūngsēn rā tēnī kāndā rā jī mī gīwā māmbu jīyā gō rā, dā mī gīwā dī kī mwā chā chā dī kū gīwā dī tūlā tōng yīyā mā rā dī, yīnā yā. Mi gyawa deki tenye nami da dunga chik chikunda. Ta di yaa mi gyawa de yaa da ko chikwe wa yina tenshi tenpo mebi khansa ki jole mi gyawa chikwe na ta di khandesi chogor sana. Nga so lewu nyingba diwa shabi ki lewu nano la ta kasi sozo la diwa dende mi gyawa dende chunga yina ani sha tong ki chik khandesi sha gugu yume di meba khandesi so gugu yume ani chik mambo shi ya sanwa. Odi la yaa sozo ki yaa shinju chene. Kasi ta trimba ta shiji mebe onki mikiwa mambu che gore, o di mikiwa che shanjo de, unu chi yan digi nami dunga minju yagi che do, ane sha go gore. Di sha ya de ta ngon so lewa nyimbi ko so kante sha go yime mambu she san, o de tola ya sanu tani, ane sha su kante yime de so haku wa che, ane yani yandu sha wa che. Di che son yina ko trinshi tenpo mewa yina yang kandar, gewa tru shanjo de mwa che javi jumsen la dani, gewa de chu misa wa che. Ani tenshi tenpo mebe junsen ki mikiwa cheba yina ya, mikiwa diki ani nami mahomba na dunga minjun ya ki ani cheto, ani shaba che shaba yina. Yang ko tisi chik, dila yang pendo chimbuntoa. Ta dili me suwa yina ani shaba ya maje, ani nguwa ya maje suwa yina, ani le tongpo pati sole, tenpa de sheji mebe junsen la dani, kanza diki jole, mikiwa mawa che gore, mikiwa che shanyo diki gyawa disu tsama thola so gore, adi nanshi mikiwa diki ani yanjar chewa chima, ani jima la, rāngu jīla dunga māngu chī, chī, dunga māngu chī, nyōng gōngdō, o tīndi, kāsik tēnshē tēmbō mēbī kānsā tē sōgī tā chī, tōshē, tīndi yāng chē gō gōrēs.
So if we do that, if we do in this way, that will help us also to kind of, to develop mindfulness and vigilance. So it is important, therefore, for us as beginners, then that we still accumulate some, or do some negative actions. And so therefore, it is important to dedicate whatever positive actions we've done so that to make sure that the negativity that we do, negative actions that we do not eliminate or kind of alterate the positivity that we've done. Because otherwise, if we do not dedicate, then negative actions have this possibility of kind of alterating and then preventing the positive actions that we've done from yielding those positive results. So therefore, it is important. So, for one thing, to dedicate, but also, is as beginners, then we commit quite some negative actions. And so, if we do so, if we do negative actions, then it is important also to confess, as explained in the second chapter, in chapter 2, how to confess, how in as a way to eliminate the kind of negativity, to make sure that also those negative actions won't yield their negative results of suffering. So those two are important to in order to prevent negative actions when we're beginners and we don't have much mindfulness and vigilance, to even though we try to develop mindfulness and vigilance, but still yet at the same time we still commit some negative actions. So in order to prevent those negative actions from alterating, from kind of eliminating the positive results of the virtuous actions that we've done, it is important to dedicate those positive actions. And then, in order to prevent those negative actions that we've done, to prevent them from yielding this kind of negative results of suffering, then we need to confess them in according to how it's been explained, what the proper way of confessing in order to prevent negativity to follow from that. So that is important. But then, if as beginners, then who don't have much of mindfulness and vigilance, and we accomplish negative action, we do a lot of negative actions, if we do not dedicate, if we do not confess, then there won't be much good results of our Dharma practice. So it is important to kind of, at the same time, as we're trying to develop mindfulness and vigilance, also being aware that we still accumulate negative actions, and therefore we should we should very much dedicate and positive actions and confess negative ones.
On that day, Chaitanya, Tanda Sanjay Dan Chonju Simba Disogi, chende go re training da chi ma so ge temba tin ya chi do o di che so yin na da chi dang ge temba che wa ma se a tini yin de shin da yang jung re se da ka ren jung re se na jang ju sen bi ge lo ba de la ta san je je su temba tin na shin che gin din ani jin ba tong ya su tin a tin na shin jin da la je su temba la je su temba de zo da la bi la so so ge ni yi dang ge la da jang bi yang da chen le si tin de da wa da chi yan ni yan do tin ya che ra ओदि दिसो के ठिया नानी चा त संजय जेस ट्रेन बा दे यानी यान दो अनि जुइ के यन दे यस शेंग दा संजय द चंजु सिम बा दे सो के यानी रांग के लिंगा ये सुंग के ले करे छे गय ने ने छे दे गुरे ठेन ने छे यानी यान दो ति ठेन बा ले दे ने रांग दा लिंगा ये सुंग के मिगे वा अनि छे बा दे ला दे छि सो सो के ने तेला जब छे ने कांदे ति के यानी यान दो ठिया छि दो ओदि ठेन बा दे के जेरेन टू नानी यानी संजय जेस ट्रेन बा के यन दे ने या इन जुइ यस शेंग दा को चिदांग के टेंबन जोंग समाजे नि संजी जेस ट्रिम के यें देन दिया जोंग यस त संजी जेस ट्रिम के यें देन जोंग यें देन छे दा गेन देन दसो या रंशु के टेंग रे दिना शिन चने दा जिंबा तो या छुटिन सुवा नि ला जेस ट्रिम बा दसो या रंशिंग के दि शु ले योंग दा ओ दि यें देन दिले यस
सो आल्सो इट इज सेड दैट इफ वी मैनेज टू डेवलप माइंडफुलनेस then so not only will we gain this kind of quality of being mindful, but also there are other qualities that we gain in the process. And that is, for example, we develop the recollection of the Buddha. We will remember the Buddha and the qualities of the Buddha. We will remember the Dharma, the qualities of the Dharma, of the Sangha. Remember generosity, remember discipline, remember the Yidam Deity being our kind of our main deity that we are practicing or that we have a connection with. And so, so therefore, by developing mindfulness, then we'll develop also the kind of recollection, we'll remember the Buddha and his quality and so on, all the aspect, we'll have always the kind of the Buddha in mind. And also, so not only that, but also kind of naturally, then by remembering the Buddha and his quality, then also the other aspects of the six recollections associated with the Bodhisattva precepts, that is the recollection of the Dharma, of the Sangha, of generosity, discipline, and the Yidam Deity will also kind of follow.
Tā kārī chā kōrā sāni yī dī nyōmō mī gyāwī kōi tā chēsā kī yū sūtā tūrō kī yāni yū lā mā shō yā chīne yāni sūngī kī tūyāndō rāngā kī tā tēmbā dī yāni yāndō tēmbā lā nē kō kōrā sī dī nē sōngā yī nā dī nī lūngā yī sōng kī yāni chā bā tū sō lā shē yīn kī yāni yāndō shīnchū chīne yāni tā chē chīyā kī chī shē yīn dī rāngshū kī tā chē kōrā sī kārī sāna tēmbā dī pē sō sū kī yāni tēmbō chēn dō nī kādū yī nā yā tēmbā tēmbō yā bā chē bā yī nā अनि चिक लिंगा यी सुंगे चबा दे खरे चेंग दो खरे ला लोग दो ओ दि ताचे चिया के नि शेजिन दे या रंजिन के नि चिक वे सिंग दो जुमसेन दे ने ता जेंबा तें बि के थप मबो शे सं ओ दिसो ल तें ने दा रंग के सेम दे दा चिलो सुटा तरो मि के वा चे सके यु ला नि माशो या चे दो नि सेंद दे जेंबा दे या वो सुंग गो रस दे सुंग ने नि शेजिन दे या रंशु के चे वे से दे चे ला कले ने सिंग दो कसीदा चिक dinde che swai na chi tsare la nga so temba che ne kan da lang do ne je si gre de ne kan sa de la da temba de ka du ina de ne ten de ba ina ne ma che shan ju de yang je su ani lo gre si ng da yang je su nga ma che shan ju de yang je su sa ba ani che ne kan da chi nga che shan ju de yang je ten ya de ne cha gre si ka sen de temba de ko tembo che ne ka du ina ne de ba ina tsare la je si gre de ne ya ko yang je su
So, also the when we have mindfulness, when we have strongly established mindfulness, so that is the not to forget what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected, to be clear about that and not to forget that. When we have mindfulness and that mindfulness kind of guarding the mind and holding the mind kind of fast and was like the sentinel upon the threshold of the mind, then in this way then preventing the mind from following the object of desire then the object that could give rise to negative emotions. And also it is said that vigilance arises quite naturally in such a person. So if we have strongly established that mindfulness, being clear, remembering clearly what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected, and placed it in a way that it really guards the mind strongly, and do not let the mind kind of follow after whatever object give rise to negative emotions, then vigilance will arise quite naturally. And also it is said that if we do so also, even if at some time we may forget, but quite easily will be mindfulness will come back also quite naturally if we've established it strongly. That is why we gave all those, it's been explained here, how to develop mindfulness.
Tinenda dhima karishya varasana da dhimba da shijin dhimbi tohne da lojongi ji cholam de zola da chik lozu shiyang da da di lojongi cholam de kandris logo varasana manzo chanju simbi ge dine dhomba sena ya da tsurin de la sum nanon ye gara dina ni tambo nyeche dhombi tsurin chi nyeche dhombi tsurin si di rangi lunga yisung ke tohne da migewa chindra karayin ya desu tsama la ni nzemba de la nyeche dhombi tsurin chi Gewa chidi ki tsurin se de ta lunga yi sungi chi gewa chendra kare ina ya An deso tsama tsu tando la ne dhruya de la gewa chidi ki tsurin che Ani senjen tunje ki tsurin se de dini ki to ne da lunga yi sungi to ne shen senjen la Ani pen nguye don shu ta kare ki to ne pen towa ina Ani pen taba de la senjen tunje ki tsurin che O de sum yobi na ne ta tambo nyeshe donbi tsurin de che De la ya ta chik sozo ki lunga yi sungi cheba deso Ani chik pa kandis tabar che gu gures di nashin ani chik lunga yi sungi loja diso minyamba kandis sungu gures o di nyi yobi nani tambo ta lunga yi sungi chelam chik madaba diso pa tabar che ani tabar kandis che gu gume o di she gures
and so now we come to once we have So mindfulness and vigilance, then we come to the kind of to the training of the mind, how we should train then with mindfulness and diligence, mindfulness and vigilance. So the way to train the mind in mindfulness and diligence is, as explained, there's those three disciplines that we need to follow as a kind of the precepts of the Bodhisattva. And those three disciplines are first, there is the discipline of avoiding negativity. That means to make sure that we don't do any negative action. The second is the discipline of accomplishing positive actions. So that is to accomplish whatever virtue we can, whatever positive action we can. And the third one is the discipline of benefiting others. So that is on the basis of the two previous disciplines, the discipline of avoiding negativity and the discipline of accumulating positivity, then we do whatever we can in order to benefit, to help others. And so first we come so in this explanation of how to train the mind once we have mindfulness and vigilance. With mindfulness and vigilance, then to the first training, there's the first discipline, the discipline of avoiding negativity. And in that there are two aspects that I explain this. First, purifying the actions of the body and speech and the mind, so to make sure that whatever actions we do with body, speech and mind are pure. And then protecting the precepts from degeneration to make sure that don't fall back to negativity. So the first aspect is the purification of the action of body, speech and mind.
Tadi tanda shiba nanshin che kanda lunga yi sungi da cheba chola madaba tiso kandis taba che gorsana kadu yi niya trimba dan shiji ni rangu chula teni ta kare che gorsana ni rangu chula tambo chik nando rao dine chik cheba yi na nando kare cheba yi niya o diso tsama kan che go yi na ani dila tashi che gors di nando de gewa rindu mi gewa rindu cheba che kasi mige wike namton rao yina ane chik mige wala teni tsendechi nigara ta chik neba mambu chik dunga mambu chik yungda o diso tsama ane chen diso tsama yang su sheba che ne ta di she ne ta karachi warasa na deyi koso ta sozo ke luge chik jawa kanya mi cheba ane dina shin chine nga ne ba keja kanya mi sheba ane sende ya namto ngenba mige wate ki jesu la misho ya che ne ane diki wangdo minju wa che ne bāi shīndōng chēmbō chēyā na, an shīndōng dē lōng kū mēyō wā, tēmbō nē wā nā shīng. Rāng kī sēn dē dā, dēndē kī mē kī wī kī ōntō mā shō wā chē, nāndō ngēmbā tī kī ōntō mē shō wā chē. An tī chī nāndō ngēmbī kī ōntō shō shā yā dē lā, mē shō yā nē sōng tō wā chē. Wā dēndē chēndō nī kāndā, tēmbā dē shī yī nī kī dā, chī rāng kī chī lā nē, chī sēn kī tō nē, chī mē kī wā dēndē. Jungu yume la chaba ta, ane tina shi liwi ta ngak to ne, jungu yume chaba che ne kandar, kasi njunga ina tini, liwi ta ngak ki chawa kanya mi cheba, ane shindong lungu miye wa na shi, tenpo che ne, o dine che netu pa chego res.
And so, first that we should rely on, use mindfulness and vigilance in order to check every situation. So at all times we should basically check our mind to see what do we have in mind, if we have like positive actions or negative actions, what kind of thoughts arise in our mind. So at all time, constantly using mindfulness and vigilance, we check our mind, see what kind of thought there is. And so if we recognize that there are some kind of negative thoughts and negative emotions have arisen, then we bring back to mind, we remember the kind of shortcomings of negative emotions, all the sufferings and the problems that they will create, and bring our mind back to our virtue in this way. And so it is important to kind of hold our mind kind of stable with mindfulness and vigilance. So that is how we should be a little bit. The example is of a tree, and then even if the wind blows, then the tree won't move. The wind is not able to kind of move the tree like it would be of a flower or the leaves. The tree just stay where it is. So our mind should be like that also. No matter what happened, then by means of mindfulness and vigilance, then we constantly kind of examine our mind, see what kind of thought we have, and it is, if it is negative thoughts, negative emotions, then we eliminate that, bringing back to mind the kind of shortcomings of negative emotions, the sufferings that they will bring, and try to keep our mind focused on the positivity.
Miki tatung tsunche ne, da chik linga ke cheba de miki onto misho ya ke chik shingda. Karisana, miki tati tsumbara da chik chuetan tunpa tang, tina shing da chik tunda yo ba. Dinde ma yinba kanchung manchung miki pensun na teba yina, da di digi to ne da sende yin ro gore shingda. Dinde kadu yinne ya, sozo ke miki de tatu mi ma sozo ke natse la po ne kanda, yéyéng dáng, dúyéng dí zóla chík pánsú má tawa chéné. Míñá xín kóng sá fóxéng dá, dá dí máñ chá wá ní má díné rába chéné, pánsú dáng yéyéng dí zóla má tóng chéné, ó díné chéng dá. Á díné ché yá díyán, chí dáng gí dá chík tsún ché sá chéng dá, mí máñ bó kí yé sá lá yáng ká xé kí díné rába chík chá bá xí wó chík yá bó yín dóng dili chi zozo chego la shing da. Da di ma yinba, ani mii ki pasu ganju manju te suwa yina, kashi la ani shedong chego re, kashi la chaba chego re, kashi la kondro chego re. Di cheba yina, ani sozo ka toba kari chego yina, mii la dego re shing da. Odi yin te sanje ge da chik, mii ki tadyo yina ya ganju manju o dili chen da ni. Ani daya yo maris. Di teba yina, ani sen de di ka ondo shio ni ka da, chik redo ge toba mambu chego da o dili yin de, ani mii ki tadyo sunje la yita dili chego re.
So, and then we come to still a bit of how we look at people, because negative emotions then arise very much on when we interact with people. And so, of course, if we, you know, if we look at people, like if it's for the Dharma, for the purpose of kind of cultivating virtue, this one thing. But then, if we just, when we go about and just, if we just look around and see, look right, left, in front, and see, you know, sort of people without kind of much purpose, then this is something that should be avoided. But then, kind of try not to look, you know, everywhere and be kind of more focus the gaze kind of down and not looking everywhere. Even if we go like in a place where there are a lot of people, and of course it is not done like to walk in this way and to kind of not look too much left and right or at people. It is not done with the kind of idea that people would think that, oh, this is a good person, he behaves well, or she behaves well. But this is in order to kind of train our mind, because the Buddha said that it is on the it is very much on the basis of other people that we give rise to aversion, to attachment, to jealousy. And so therefore it is important not to kind of look too much at others, because they would just give occasions for negative emotions to arise. So that is why we should kind of keep a low gaze and not have our gaze kind of wandering about and look at all sort of people.
That the nature is chic pinsun roi ko is in and any de de ko in and chic me de ta chi chi do ko and tharam bola mate ba din de chewa ina ta kalin ro din de chagra o din de chawa ina un chic de is chi meso che ya ge che do ni temba de she yin ra na ni chu te ni temba de she yin din bi to ni an chi sen de ma yen bi to ni da chi ya chi yin yin da da chi ka sa ga ra de se ani tana yin di re sheng da mo di che di ni ta ka si so so din de do de di an din la mi shen da chi yong yo ba da wo din de thong so ma yin na chi nga ma so so ge chi ka sa da chi kanda tharam bola ma ta nin ro de gra ta ka si din la mi shen da yong yo ne ya de la ani jaga ki mi di so ge chi mi din de che di zam ba la ani chron de yin ya de pe ya wo re se ne Kaja Tigas Chimada, Kaja Mamboshing Marsing, the Odina Shinchene, and Chikaja Nyamboshine Kanda, what the nature doing that, Kaja Kanjumaj Mamboshamers, this Chita, Payagi, the Gasushu and all that, Tashi Delishu and all the nature, Kanda, and Kaja Mamboshamers, or did Chevaina, Yanchiko Kaja Maruchas on a Delatine, Namdo de Mambuyura, or the nature was.
So then, if when walking or when sitting, and then that we with the such a focused kind of gaze, then if we get tired, then Shantideva says that also we could, with very much bringing to mind mindfulness and vigilance, with mindfulness and vigilance, then start to look around a little bit to kind of relax our gaze. If we're a bit tired of just being, you know, looking down, being have our gaze kind of extremely focused, and we feel that we need to look around a little bit, then we very much bring back to mind mindfulness and vigilance. And with mindfulness and vigilance, we kind of look around a little bit and then relax in this way. That is possible to do. And also when we walk, and then without also looking, you know, far ahead, but then if we, as we walk, then we meet someone on the way, then could go like by the Indian tradition, say, nice to see you, or, you know, that kind of greeting the people with a kind of a traditional, like if it's Tibetan, saying Tashi Dede or whatever, things we say when we meet someone, and not being rude toward the people, but just that much also we say, just saying, you know, oh, nice to see you, but then, you know, don't go into lengthy conversations about all sort of things, but that, because that also says that would distract the mind. However, if we kind of keep looking down and as we walk, then it might get a little bit dangerous in places, especially nowadays we have cars running everywhere, so we have to be a bit, you know, in those cases, aware of what's happening, and then we should also look, you know, or also we could bump into some people and just make them angry, so it is important. So to kind of, in those cases, to look. So basically when we walk down the dangerous path, if there are kind of thieves or bandits and while animals, then in those cases also, then it is good to kind of look ahead and see if there is any danger coming, or like look behind also if there's not a tiger looming in the bushes. And so therefore, in those cases, then it is allowed to not just look at the look a few meters ahead of us on the ground, but then look around us. So those kind of physical kind of behavior, or try to, you know, apply on the physical level or kind of a speech level, those instructions sometimes can appear a little bit strange. And it is important, whatever we do when we practice, to kind of also keep with the traditions of the place we're in, and some, you know, some places, some countries, you might, if you very much apply to the letter the instructions that are given in the text, and then people may look at you as a little bit kind of strange or crazy, or even some people may be put off by that. And so it is important also to kind of respect the tradition of the place you're in, and to kind of abide by that. That if we just, you know, kind of very strongly then practice the Dharma and apply every instruction in this way, and then that might not be also such a such a good thing if we do not respect also kind of others' perceptions. And also, so the main point is basically to have a good heart, to develop a good heart, to have compassion, loving kindness, develop bodhicitta. That is, this is by means of mindfulness and vigilance. Then we develop that, we cultivate that again and again, again and again. We cultivate those in our mind. And it is like, you know, there's the story of Milarepada, and when he first went to the first teacher, who told him that, to the Dzogchen teacher, who told him that there's this very easy path by means of which you can reach enlightenment in one lifetime. And that was reference to Dzogchen. And the teacher further told him that Well, if you practice in the morning, then you get enlightened in the morning. If you practice in the evening, you get enlightened in the evening. If you, even if you don't really practice, but you sleep, for those who have the kind of the right kind of capacities, the right propensities, then also they'll reach enlightenment in this way. So Milarepa chose the sleeping option. And then so much so that the teacher told him, well, this is not going to work for you. And because he kind of missed the main point. He just thought that just sleeping would be enough. But he didn't have the main point. So it is important also, whatever practice we do, if we kind of, on the speech or kind of physical level, we do whatever, you know, we adapt all those kind of attitudes or behavior, mode of behavior externally, but then we don't really work with our mind, then that wouldn't qualify. It's not really the practice. The main thing is what we do with our mind. The main thing is to train our mind. The main thing is to develop loving kindness, to develop compassion, to develop bodhicitta. That is what we need to do. And then if by adopting those kind of more outward kind of external kind of aspect of the practice, it might be seen as a little bit strange in some context, and also we have to be careful with that. Do you have questions? Paloma.
I have two questions on the confessional factor.
Oh.
One is, it's where Kempo Kumpa talks about, he says that the attacks on negative actions with property and three jewels are particularly the serious result.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because are they included in one of the categories of negative actions, and they're not in the five crimes of immediate retribution? Is there a way of explaining why this is?
So,
it's not really clear.
Well, let me try. So the Kempo Kumpa says that the negative actions towards any possession of the three jewels is extremely negative, and why are they therefore not included within the five actions with the immediate retribution? Is it, why are they not one of the five?
Or, I also looked to see that I could find them in the five crimes almost as grave, but I couldn't find the list. So, I suppose the other part of the question is,
is there another list of negative actions with particular serious consequences that they're in? Chala ga tene dikpa chik disuwa ina dikpa chambo res tene dukshu na ne res ina yang ga tene tsame nga ina la tene te thongma sons ane tsame nyema ga tene yang ga te kursa chik tene jara ma sons tene shung na ga nyema sons ane kan ina asta wa tene nga tene chik kursa tsame nga ina ma inpa tene toi shemba la wa tene chik now it's in the shire is the kind of is taught.
Karse de kunchu ge chela de la de chik chine cheva ina diva chimbure la de tsamenga nano la midu sare
no unpe mis du sare sa unpe mis du sa ina tene yang tsamenga tene karse dikpa cheva re kan
Dikwa shima tani ma nyawala jene, di paru la ta pardo se nyindi, paru tsanyi mewa. Karsan ko tsamik le de pe nami chiwa ta, di dikba chiwa inbi jun se na tani, di shumdawo de ko, shima tani da nyawala jene, paru la tsam mewa se jengda, shiya ta nyawani paru la tsam mewa, kato ma je. Nanjun dikba de ge, ni shima ta do ma nyawala jego ma ra, paru la ta pardo se nyindi, tsan yewa, di paru la tsan yewa jito, odi nina uchi. Chidangi tsame tsede, odi nida uchi, karsana, ni diwa chewa imi chumse nida uchi imda. Ko diki le cheba dan, chene sungde, kanda shaba ma chewa inani, parula, nyawa dan, shiye ki parula da kanda, jing tsang kanyo mewa, temata ma chenka uchi imda. Di kanda inani, kunju kor chuba tsede injira, kunju kor chuba de diwa chumbo insi, tsame inan tushe insi jiso. Di tsame inga nana mido se.
Ani, kare tsame inga nana te?
Di yajir go, di.
Di nama di. Yenji ba. Gendu yenji ba.
Tasi ba dan, rachi masi ba. Sanji kunung yenji ba, chanji masi shi san. Adi.
Tini nye tsama na?
Chidangi da gendu yin kot wa di. Diba chimbo yin ba shi shi da. Di tsami nga na na. Mami nga na si yari da. Di tsami nga na zi yoye nga da di yajir. Zi me nga da kanshi.
Nye tsami nga da na na.
Yeah. Chik long chewa ina, diwa chimbo inba shen dos, di tsame nana me dos, diwa dira.
Ashe kaan ina strawa dina kachin dina, tsame
nana. Di yu ina, ta chingu da ganda, dinge tani ganda, ane ina tsame kaje wache.
So,
di kanda ina da nga tanda diwa dige, dinda de kanda imi da, ane.
Ta yaji hama, ta chik sa wadu.
Ane nge kanda tau.
So the, Well, basically, the five actions with immediate retribution, five negative actions with immediate retribution are said to be the immediate retributions. Means that basically, when we die, we go to the battle. But when we've accomplished one of those actions, negative actions, one of those five negative actions, we don't go into the battle, but directly to the hell realm. The Tibetan term being tsame being meaning without kind of a limit or without kind of this sense of immediate retribution. That immediately, as we die, we go to the hell realm, and we don't go through any kind of intermediate stage, or there's nothing in between. Tsame means there's nothing in between, straight from this life in the hell realm when we've accomplished those five actions. So in that sense, that they are the extremely negative. Of course, it is often mentioned that to do negative actions that towards the property of the three jewels, and to is also said to be extremely negative. However, Kampo says, I don't remember clearly the list of those five how do you call them, actions with the
almost as grave.
And so maybe tomorrow I could, but I'm not so clear also about the questions and what you're asking, Kim says. So.
She wants to have a list of the demon from Sangha appears there.
I wanted it for that one, because it has a
certain series.
I wondered if it can be
done. What is that?
If you have questions, just ask them. Second question. Okay, thank you, Dominique.
I have a general question about the activities of Buddhas, which I know is a difficult subject. On one side, we speak in the Bodhisattva vow of benefiting all beings, and it says also that if we do not carry out the promise, then every being will have been betrayed. And on the other side, it says that unnumbered Buddhas have already come, and we have failed to come within the given word. You know that Buddhas can only actually benefit a limited number of beings, otherwise we would already all be enlightened. So, to me, this feels like a sort of a contradiction. And could maybe can force some explanation.
Dominique. So on the one hand, so it's about the activities of the Buddhas, is it? And then when we take the Bodhisattva vow, when we pledge to help all sentient beings. Otherwise, and if we don't abide by that pledge, then sentient beings would have been betrayed. Yeah. But on the other hand, then we see that the Buddhas of the past haven't helped us, and so we can see that Buddhas in this way do not help all sentient beings. Otherwise, we would be enlightened already. So, isn't there a contradiction here? Yeah. Is that condition?
Ti roba che la ya de khasam kong shi san ni sanje kong rang sung da nge ne thar bin lan de che la ten si taba rang de ra le she ba che si kua le taya ge to she de nge che rong se la nge da nga de tre yore si kua le taya ge to she kande ime kande si kua le ta gu ime kande si sanje kong wan ro gu ime de se wo che ne Chiron sa nge shi yores, ten yores. Yine ya tawa to mato koi dunga le, dro tu na mato de, sozo rana rale yores. Karichin rale yores. Sanje ki ten shaba de, sozo ngune nyane ma je na, jik mi shenda ki dunga de, sanje ki cha ki ba, tsangwa sa ne meba soya. Ten na ki sanje ki, ni chu ki, mi shenda ki diba de, tru ne, dalo ya de ne, kanya yomores. Sanje ki diza tsangwa, diba meba soya dan, sanje komon roya ki, And Toshi is a sama sewa gentling, in a so shivers. O the Sanjay Sanjay Tangela, and the Pambada, Robachek, and Nivaya said, O the Nil Kogos. Sanjay Sanjay Tamala, Pantayada, and Chick, the Nick in Nivayure, in a Nivade, and the Peshi, the Sosogeta, Tudo Madula Raligos, Cassic, the Sosogeti Peshi Matua in a Kanda, and Sanjay Tinne Nivayan Pantomers. Sanjay Niva said, the little goers, the contention jury, so the sugi and the nyans lambaina, and indeed midi, can the quay duman of trony, and Sanjay Kumo totu wears. And Sanjay Samal Panto to say it, the little goers. Mado and Sanjay Rarangi, Jig Sanjay soon shower the Nyan San Majetica, Steny, and Sanjay Gia, Grongi, and Chick Niva de Gia, 10 to 100, and Chick 3 to 100, the Nikan Yumas. Niva said, Sanjay is soon shanu, chuddy. Sewoji sunyara. O di sewo sunyashanji nyamsu sui lemba ina. O di nyamsu lemba gita nene. Trotu goresu. Di hagu goresu. Da di kasik masunga ina. Ni jik koi dungan de le tayage toshitza ni yomarada kasi sanje chu tsani su me vaina ande su shanje de ne nyam sa me vaina ani sanje kum to de yade sanje chama bi chi nyam sa me vaina ne sanje chama sanje kum to de gore odire ko gore
as we saw earlier is the Buddha said that I show you the way to enlightenment, but know that liberation depends on you alone. And so the Buddha taught and explained how to reach enlightenment, but then for us to reach liberation, to be freed from suffering, to reach enlightenment, that depends only on ourselves, whether we implement what he taught. And as we said also before, that the Buddha cannot wash away the negativity of sentient beings with water. They cannot, you know, take it away with their hand. And it is only if people come to realize selflessness by themselves that they can be liberated. That is through implementing the teachings of the Buddha. So the Buddha taught, and he said that he told us, he explained to us very clearly what we should be doing, what we should be avoiding in order to reach liberation. But then it is depends on that. It's up to us to apply them. And so if we do apply them, then we'll be liberated. If we do not apply them, then we won't be liberated. So when we say that the Buddhas help all sentient beings, we mean in the sense that they have the capacity, they have the potential to help all sentient beings. Because with those teachings, those very clear teachings they've given, then if we apply them, then we can be liberated. But, so they have the capacity to help all sentient beings, but whether it is helpful for us or not depends on us, depends whether we apply them or not.
Mm-hmm.